dear invited guests, dear service guests, summer services in Vaasa have now begun. We started about 11 years ago. Then we decided to apply for summer services. Then in 2004, we knew that our small congregation, 300 members, we could not do it alone. And there's Kauhajoki, Alajärvi, Lapua, Lappajärvi, Pietasari, Seinäjoki, Pimpeli, Ähtäri, and other congregations. We did this together. And also Kokkola. I would wish to thank to many the city of Vaasa. You wanted summer services into your region. It was great. You wanted services to come here, and you have helped us a lot, and hopefully many local people come. We wish to thank many different institutions. There's a lot of preparation involved. A lot of permits have to be, there have to be permits applied for, and you have okayed all the permits. We wish to thank the landowners, the contractors, and all those who cooperated, and church and SRK. When summer services are arranged, a lot of people are needed. There's a lot of responsibility, and everybody carries their own responsibility. There are many small pieces. There are different sizes and shapes, but it is marvelous. Nobody knows that how many there actually is. But they all find the right places, or they all have the same goal. And it's been fun to watch the organization and to notice how this has been hours together. It is seldom we can arrange summer services. Vaasa, last time services were here was 95 years ago. Especially, I would like to thank families, fathers, mothers, children, friends, that you have sent. You have come here to build this field or been at meetings. You have wanted to volunteer from home. This is that foundation that we need so we can arrange these as voluntarily. All those responsible, may God give you power and thanks that we are at this point. Many have remembered us. Many prayers have been made on behalf of summer services. The area that we are is a great area for services. This city took a lot of plans, and it took a couple months to build. There have been a lot of volunteers here building, and for most of the service guests have now arrived. few more will come. In the spring and beginning of summer, it was very wet and windy. The weather was not the best, but it was good enough. The service guest, Steve Laza, at his greatest. Now we all can celebrate. We wish to thank all of you at this point for the cooperation. We are very thankful for this. Summer services is arranged for the spreading of God's word. All are welcome to summer services, regardless what the background is, or do they go to summer services every year. There is no It does not cost money to come, and our hope is that as many as possible would come here. There are sermons every day at these summer services. As a summer service theme, the forgiveness of sins are preached from morning till evening. All services are translated into Swedish and other languages. The theme for summer service is "The Lord is my light and help." David spoke of his own experiences here. David spoke as he believed. It is good to know who was behind it all. The main reason for summer services is the preaching of the gospel and the forgiveness of sins. The reason this is organized is for that reason. That is why there are different services here. We wish to respect the nature and security is important. For that reason, there are rules here that we must also watch and obey. And also for that reason, that all summer service guests would have a good night and sleep. I just lost my job. Dear service guest, especially you, who was not able to come to these services, even though you wanted, on behalf of all of us, wish to welcome you.